just want people to talk to you. James and Tume is here. 888-742-3345. Rest in peace.
Here we are, and here we go.
With a group of lenders that prefer the stable portfolio of a senior citizen with long-term residence and a consistent source of income.
But they sell tickets to the concert that they announced, which I think he just announced 85 cities, I believe. And then also it boosts their music sales. So he had some big gets after he performed, but he was destroyed by a woman who didn't even perform live. This song right here was what went huge and went number one after it was performed.
Will heard about Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, experts in the Fresh Start Initiative. They've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for their clients. For Will, Optima was just what the doctor ordered.
I was able to get back out of the red, and it really saved my life. I can honestly say that.
Listen to Will.
Hey, if you were in a situation like me, there is a solution, and the solution is Optima Tax Relief.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
I'm so thankful to have Optima Tax.
Thank you. you beaming with your white child. Time for some action. Serving the avenue, mad at you. Where I used to battle through. Back when that's with that, had that attitude. Cover me, I'm going in. Walls over there. Got us buzzing on these trips. Dude, my niggas got issues again. Same song, on with the mega ball. Blow you out the frame, then I'm gone.
Yep, I was going super B-roll. Cellular bones, stop that. Back in the flesh, blood and bones, no condone. Spit bank nose and homegrown. Suckers break like turbo in ozone. When I grab the broom, moonwalk, platoon hawk. My bullets bark, kick you in the blue, the boom off. True, B9's in the club with my suit. E9 in the car, right behind on the bars. Haters don't touch, my way is broke up. Now my neighbor doped up, got the cable hooked up. All channels, lift my shirt, all mammal. You ship off keys and we ship grand piano. All on shotgun, hand on the floor. Sipping on the board, smoking on the blood. Puss my gun, yeah, you man, take a jump. La 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 la.
Word is gone, no funk with the 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 funk.
Hey yo, kick it with the vibes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yeller. Old Yeller had a fiend in his plot. My scheme did dream for me to make a notch. I have for since then, Buddhist clocks been like Big Ben. As I go on and kick on, got more songs in a record store. Some is sniffing and some is puffing. Some is ripping, some ain't saying nothing. But my pockets, I am stuffing. Puffing, puffing, put a house down. Nice and smooth is in your sound. And this side choking like federal notes. From songs I wrote, I'm a shot of a rain and I'm not the book. But my name is on the walk of fame like Bob Hope. Blame it all, bust the sketch, don't forget that I'm a trooper and your true vet. I'm Mr. Smurf and your Smurf vet. Take you to the hotel.
Yes, Mr. Smurf.
Take me to the hotel. Like a rocket ship, I will excel. When you do a crime, you go to jail. Pay the bell, then I hop the bell. Is on your tail, fishing to bring you back to jail. Pump a little weight so I'm not frail. Take it all, you know what I'm saying?
Smoke beat, my rhymes express awareness. And I possess the next, let me share this. I'm at the top of the pile. My long rhymes span infinite miles, cause I'm building a new rap level. I like an Audi with fuel injection. Don't wear glasses, got good perception. Used to rock at the T connection. And Teddy Ted got the scratch in the section. You know what I'm saying?
Judged by it. What do you feel about that?
That's, first of all, it's very interesting.
I just lean back and I smile because, okay, so what the hell was the Godfather? Why is it the homeless always, you know, okay, people do things predicated on the context of where they exist and how they exist, okay? Every ethnic group has that. But with us, it's something else, you know? And I'm going to make a leap, but you'll take what I'm saying. It's the same argument I feel. Remember when black ball players, young black basketball players, started to get these, like LeBron, $100 million and all, these people, they changed the rules. You know, say, well, he needs to go to college. $100 million, I'll buy a college. Okay? But my point, too, I'm looking at somebody, I was debating this with somebody. I said, why is it that you so always, so, y'all are so excited about a young black kid getting that kind of money? I don't hear none of y'all talking about young white girls who play tennis or are pros at 13. Oh, they get tutors. It's a double standard, brother.
It's a double standard.
It's a double standard. Now, the one thing that did change with our community, brother, look, the Irish, Jews, Italians, Latinos, everybody has an underground. What messed us up in the 80s when the crack came on?
Yeah.
Our gangsters became 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. And guns were available the way they were ever before. But don't let them. I hear the argument, but again, it's a false aesthetic. And it's a difference without a familiarity.
Let me ask you this. New York Undercover was revolutionary. At the time, you had a Latino and an African-American lead. Dick Wolf, I believe, was
yes.
And Andre Harrell, executive producers. James Entume, all the music you were hearing, he was the composer for New York Undercover at that time. And this, man, big round of applause for that. All those artists you were seeing on the show. If you don't know this, this is an iconic television series that took place in the 90s. Michael, what's up? That's a good friend of mine. Malik is a good friend of mine. We all know Andre Harrell.
Right.
I don't know Dick Wolf, you know.
Right.
all right. Why was that revolutionary, in your opinion? Because we don't, well, honestly, we didn't see a lot of people of color,
right,
number one, in that position doing what you were doing. And in the end, what happened? Because it seemed like there was a breakup or was some disruption that was happening with New York Undercover. What happened with Andre Harrell? Like, who was there in the beginning and who was there in the end? You said I could ask you anything.
Hey, I'm going to ask you. I just got to collect myself. I got to collect myself.
I got you back from that question about my mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell the truth.
The reason why I think the show was so successful was because nothing like that had ever been seen.
Okay.
You know, and it was real. You know, taking place in New York, real stories. Now, what happened? The critics from the TV station, they really didn't want it. So they were just hassling it every day. And then they decided to change the whole show. I think it was in the fourth year.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed. I said, well, man, take my theme off. I'll write another theme because this thing ain't got nothing to do with what I'm writing, you know? And I think it started, I started to see the decomposition of it. When the second season, Malik and Michael, they went on strike. The day before the show was supposed to shoot. And they didn't tell anybody.
Why were they on strike?
Well, they wanted some more money, and they had a list of things. And the only reason I can tell you this, because I was in California, and they called me. And I was saying, well, you went on strike, man. I think y'all should have said something to let them know what's happening. But they didn't. And then they asked me, would I be the go-between between them and Dick Wolf, which I agreed to. I love both of them cats, man. But I think in Dick's mind, you know, I think that the deal was sealed. So he waited till the next season, and on the last episode, Michael gets in the car and blows up. Now, the deep part is...
Well, his character blew up.
No, yeah. Right.
Mike's still with us. Mike, what up, baby?
and show you how cold it was. He didn't know that was going to happen until the read-through. They were sitting around the table like this, you know, going through the read, like, as they did every week. And then he gets to the last page. Man, Michael goes in the car, they hug. Boom. That's how he got out.
So they wrote him out the script. What happened with Andre Harrell?
Again, I'm going to preface this.
Okay.
I love Andre. Andre brought me in. And Dick never wanted me because he had his man Mike Post, who did all his music. So Andre fought for me, and I'll always thank him for that. I think Andre should have been around a lot more. And I think he let Dick Wolf pretty much take over the show because they were co-executive producers.
Yeah, I remember that. That's why we watched, because Andre Harrell, we didn't know who Dick Wolf was. Yeah. You know, we was Andre Harrell that brought us there.
But I think Andre, because Andre's state was here on the East Coast. Dick's out there on the West Coast. I'm going back and forth to the West Coast because I'm doing the music and, you know, back and forth. But I think Andre, if he were here, I think he'd agree. He should have stayed a little bit on top of it.
Did Dick push him out?
This is not a silence of I'm scared. I'm saying, did he push him out? It's hard to say pushed him out.
You know what I mean. You can make it difficult for
him. Yeah, but you've got the door open.
Okay.
You know, you should have been there. You should have been there, man. And there was a couple of promises that I found out later talking to Dick. Because he and I got real cool after the first season. I think there was some money issues.
Okay.
You know, and there was supposed to co-executive producers, co-checks. And that didn't come through the way it was supposed to. And that's what I got from Dick. And I've never talked to Andre about it, but it was pretty much confirmed because other people told me about that.
Isn't it just knowing, hearing all of this about this one show that had, at that time, two male leads of color, which was non-existent at that time, going through all those issues. And you
see, a single father take care of his kid.
Yeah, exactly. A single father taking care of his kid. These were all issues that we were aware of. And then you fast forward to 2018 and you see people like Shonda, you see people like Issa, you see people like Ava, you see Ryan, you know, all these people producing these amazing series.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah. All these people making this people color.
And there were two other people that were very much involved. Alonzo, Alonzo Brown, and a sister named Lyle LaFleur. She worked with me because one of the things that I wanted to do, when the show was first conceived, Natalie's, that club, was just a place where the cats would go and hang. Now, this show starts in 94, 95. 94, Arsenio Hall's taken off the air. There's no place to see black artists. So I said, you know what would be cool? We'll take the young artists, have them redo a classic. Mary J. Blige, Natural Woman, 112, After the Love Is Gone. And then I said, we'll bring in established artists and redo one of their hits. B.B. King, The Thrill Is Gone. James Brown, Man's World. Isley Brothers. Roberta Flack.
Yeah.
Ashford Simpson. So that way the thing didn't turn into Soul Train, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was very interesting. And what I was really gassed with, a lot of people told me years later, he said, man, a lot of times we tune in, man, to see who's at Natalie's.
Yeah, waited for the end of the show to see who was going to come on.
I mean, Al Green, Gerald LaVert, all of them.
You feel like it's better now I've named all Ava, you know, Shonda Rhimes, all these different folks.
Anybody incest? No. Upset? Cocaine, white body, lipstick, chin toast. Rule of the day, get a view every day, get a bitch with a tan, but a pool every day, get a clean with a plan, give a jewel every day. I never sleep, I gotta eat, I gotta dance. I'm really right when I get that advance. How can I shop with like 64 amps? Talking to about business again. He want a lot with new Billy's again. I want some cap from like two sets of twins. Twin, twin, twins, yeah. Hey, bitch, where your friends, yeah. Hold up, switch. She won't end, yeah. Follow men, bundles of flowers like follow men. Never know, big dog, my powers. I don't need them. Pull up to the side with a eater. Two seater. You bitch wanna fuck on my AP.
Watch out.
I had motherfuckers claiming that they voting, bang. But then he talking shit in the home, bang. First you wanna step to me. Now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker, Denver Road. Now they
used to be the time one. Now your name is just one. Switch it, snap it, move your eyes and neck. You better run on your shit. Sing your ass is bad for your hair. And plate, you could have had a V8 instead of a tray egg slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead, keep your draws, giving up the clapping. Who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your Gucci and your debt. This is a Miami hurricane hit. Niggas on our lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you gets no respect. Bitch, you better run a shit. So take it, eject yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it, eject yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on, eject yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Good morning out in the West Coast. You just moving around trying to get together on the freeway. You should have left a half hour ago. Here it is. After the 9 o'clock hour, and you're scrambling out there, right? This is Bugs Up, got your hip-hop and R&B for the
It's true. I'm scrambling out here.
It's until 6 today, 3 in the West. Got Young Jock, Fab, Nate Dogg, and Chris Brown. Just a couple of songs that you know it's coming a little bit later on in the hour with yours truly, the mic, right?
Trying to find quality,
but nothing got them need. We done gone hundreds of miles on hits, man. Period.
Watch out, hold out a spot. Peace with the pump. Shout if you will.
Time in the projects, yo. I damn near had to wreck a hoe. I knocked on the door. It's Ice Cube come to pay a little visit to you. And what's up with them niggas in the parking lot? She said, fuck them, cause they get sparked a lot. I sat on the couch, but it wasn't safe. And then I put my knives on a coffee table. My brother came in, he's in the gang banging, cause he walked up and said, what's that you claim? I don't bang, I rock the good vibes. The whole scenery reminded me of good times. I don't like to feel bad, I put in a rut by a young nigga that need to pull his pants up. He fought the set, and then he was gone. I'm thinking to myself, want this bitch bring her ass off? Her mother came in with a joint in her mouth. Up the sets, it was sex, no doubt. She said, please excuse my house and all that. I said, yeah, cause I was buzzed from the contact. Looking at a fucked up black and white. Her mom's picture, cause the county check wasn't right. She had another brother that was 3 years old and had a bad case of the word, you know. He asked me who I was, then I had to pause. It smelled like he took a shit in his little drawers. I saw a sister who really needs her. Only 13 and already pregnant. I grabbed my 40 out the bag and took a swig, cause I was getting overwhelmed by baby kids. They was running and yelling and playing and cussing and telling. And look at this young punk belly. I heard a knock on the door without the password. And her mom's got the 12 gauge marker. The nigga said, yo, what's for sale? And the bitch came out with a bag of yayo. She made the drop and got the $20 from a smoke pop for a ring around the collar. The girl I was waiting for came out. I said, bitch, I didn't know this was a crack house. I got my coat and sucked it. The cop busted in, I had a Mac-10 pointed at my dome, and I said to myself, once again, it's on. He threw me on the carpet, it wasn't cutting no slack. Jumped on my head and put his knee in my back. First he tried to slap me up, wrap me up, rough me up. They couldn't do it, so they cuffed me up. I said, fuck, how much abuse can a nigga take? Hey, yo, officer, you're making a big mistake. Since I had on a shirt that said I was dope, he thought I was selling breaks and couldn't hear my case. He said, get out my face, and must have had a grudge. His reply told that bullshit to the judge. The girl I was with wasn't saying nothing. I said, hey, yo, bitch, you better tell him something. She started dragging, and all of a sudden, we all got tossed in a paddy wagon. Now I beat the rap, but that ain't the point. I had a war, so I spent 2 weeks in a joint. Not a story you heard has one little object. Don't fuck with a bitch from the project.
We're sitting here with Eazy-E.
Believe that.
How are you doing?
All right.
So Eazy, tell me, how is your life as a youngster?
My style is a juvenile, ran with a gang. Slang in the meanwhile, breaking. I specialize in ganking, right? Mexican brothers and others daily. It's all about coming up, making sure no bumps are running up. I'm a beast for having fun. Scratch with the gang when I'm walking through Compton, trouble. I never listened to my mother. It went in one ear and out the other. Ran my gang, so undercover, call a girl out of man. Yo, I ain't no lover. I'm a pimp, Mac Daddy, looking for the dollar. I bought a 6-4 Impala, rolling and running from the police. Brother, don't you know you can't judge a thief or thug, convict, hoodlum or criminal. Leave your car open, can't play your stereo. Hard as fuck, no regard for the law.
Easy, were you ever caught slipping?
Hell no, just tripping on 8-ball. And girls ain't nothing but female dogs to me, bitches. I'm sorry for that verse, it's in my nature. I got a curse. How anybody getting on my nerves to get beat, gang, more concerned. So you know who I am, and if you don't like it, I really don't give a damn.
I got another trick up my sleeve. Step with them to the back of the house of the dean. All the lights are out. Grab the door and it's locked, so easily made my way to the window. Lift up slow, because the thing's climbing. Turn around, and then I climb in. Once inside, I start taking, cause you know it's no time for shaking. Get what you wanna get, front and center. Or get 5 minutes to breaking and in. I can move quickly, but no running. I think somebody's coming. Hear the front door key, and I'm free. Out the back, with a physical injury. Over the wall, don't fall. Why my sweat, cause that's what the clues call. Getting ganged by the knee is a lesson. So, is there any more questions?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. Have you ever been involved in like a home robbery or a holdup?
You mean a 2-11?
Yeah. There's a store. Look up, boy. Walk inside. Case of joint. One man behind a counter. Another in the back. Go out, use the car, and load the gas. Grab the ski mask. Here's the task. Go and don't come out with gas.
Or you slick?
Yeah, you gotta be cunning. No ice cube to leave the car running. Walk in. Say this is a robbery. They need the money. It's just a hobby. Fill the bag, homeboy. Don't lag. I want money. Here and a pack of zigzags. The man in the back had a camera, so he came out. Tempts his stamina. I want an easy eat, but he just one fell to the floor. So I run back to the bucket. Then I said, watch it. He took the gun, and then nothing. I'm not like Robin Hood, cause I won't more.
What does he see? Fat
and bulk, you can't do with this. Those that try, you're my hit list. Can't be caught, sought, or bought, torn, and damn so fucked. Down and dirty from the CPT, and WA, and ECE. One more before we end this session.
What's your order?
No more questions.
Check. One cent show, now I'm choking on the neck. Drop bombs on your mom. Fuck.
With number the style, I'm gonna keep on being a slime, spit that king shit. Too clean shit, I tailor and a scene. Blue gators for you haters, and the penis is for you beaches like an addiction, cause I need it. Hip hop is that I beat it like a junkie, show me your monkey, cause I show no like to beat it. Might just eat it, just to skid it. Hold you up like you was bleeding, like some slacksin', relaxing. Be strolling like Sir Captain. See, I got a baby daughter, and I feed her with this rapping, not trapping. B-boy, with rapping. Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to claim things I haven't earned, honest, man. Snake breaking out, guesses on this jam. What kid, I'm on a 2-2 grand. Trying to help raise our youth to me. Skip the ruler, Rick, his face to slam him. Help clean up this land. The reputation of this man. With hole and with stand.
Seems everybody's open off the grammar. The white fox, pink velvet suit, white Havana. Listen, baby girl, genius Victor. Dreamboat, bitch, you should have been clicked. Check her out.
I don't know
what you're trying to figure out. Down south, barbecue ribs fly out a nigga mouth.
I'm touching me, the chosen. Just like...
test, test, 1, 2. Drop it.
Shit, all right, bring that face up a little bit. Check, man. Right. Right. I flipped the Lexi, he's up and catch me. Lexus up behind me, reached out and touched me. Some of you hoe dick ass niggas like bras being messy. I know some people like intelligent women that's sexy.
Easy, even what they're talking about. Nigga tried to roll the dice and
gang and all you bitches.
Kicks dirty. I'm blowing my mid-30s. Niggas, they want me buried, but I'm in no hurry. Bullets flying in flurries. My gat don't work, but I still need one to carry. And I bring the bereavement when you hit the cement. Police pick me up to talk, but I will.
This is DJ Easy Dick, and this is the Golden Shower Hour. Early in the morning, wake yo goat mouth ass up. This is 187.4 FM on your dial, and we flipping it just like this for all you motherfucking real G's out there, huh? Come with the real shit. 187.4 FM on your dial.
Until the tick tock, you don't stop. Until the beat, baby, you don't freak. Check it out, baby, we're in the place to be. My name is Snow, the one they want to speak. So what? Blaze up the blood and break out the champagne.
Say how? Say. Blues has always been totally American. As American as apple pie.
No, just not in the mood.
Get a whiff of this, Richie Rick.
No. Listen to fucking Hotel California. Yep. Thank you.
want something soon. I got to get my props. Cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs wanna blow my house down. They run the gram to the next town. They get mad when they come to raid my bed. And I'm up in the night blue skin. Guess I'm the pirate pilot of this ship. If I dip with the ultimate dream, I'd put the red light beam. Not the good belief in the unseen.
Tunnel bad. We go around tunnel. Why would I drink a loser's energy drink? Clearly it doesn't work.
It's gonna be a long time before I finish one of the many missions that I had to establish. Tonight my split ignites your weapon strikes, and if you ain't down, bullshit. Where I'm at, when you haven't been where I've been. Understand where I'm coming from.
time. That's a little young with this young man.
Hey, what's up, OG Showtime, man?
What's up, homie?
Hey, man, I've been thinking, man.
And, you thinking about what?
Hey, I'm ready to get put down.
You ready to put down on this set?
I'm ready to
on this one right here?
Yes,
you ready to die for this?
I'm ready to die for this.
What you ready to do?
I'm ready to put it
what
in
work. What you ready to do? You ready to get it? Yeah. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Yeah. Get it. Set you fuck down, huh? Run. Set you fuck.
Billboard appears to be for larger sized buzz balls. It's not a thing that people needed. Well, whatever. If you're going to drink three buzz balls, you might as well drink one large buzz ball. Think of the savings. Remixed cocktails, if you haven't seen them. And, you know, like, remixed cocktails are always, like, the fucking lowest quality, paint thinner tasting ass shit that you can get. Thank you. I believe they were called Buzzball Biggies, but I don't know. The billboard is blocks from here. You know, I don't think I've heard from Be Real since weed was, legalized for recreational use here in California. I imagine he's into it, into the idea. Somebody surprised you. He was a big advocate for legalization. For years. Eat a bowl of what up now?
Coming to blast your breath, my sawed-off shotgun.
Everybody merges. Sure. Sure. Oh, God. All right, I'm here. I'm going to go. Have a grand Tuesday. Play some Cypress Hill, perhaps, as I have done. I'll see you later.